Well, welcome. Welcome to this praise-giving service. I'm excited to be able to do something a little different today and realize the different postures and ways that we can worship Almighty God. Again, as I said, this worship service today is going to be a little bit different, but I'm going to explain that in a few minutes. And as we approach this season, we wanted to celebrate something we did last year to remind us of what this season is all about. And I truly enjoyed last year. We talked about it as a writing team that say, how can we not do this again? So every time we come across the word praise in the Old Testament, we are more than likely reading one of seven Hebrew words for praise. So there we go. See, I'm not going to speak all in Hebrew, but you're going to hear seven Hebrew words. Each of these words have their own specific meaning to give honor and glory to God. Now, with that in mind, we've shaped our service time not only to learn what each of these seven words are, but also to express them in different ways. So, how do you express things? Well, with your mind and with your body and with your soul. And we're going to use all those things in our worship service this morning. The point is to not only make it feel different, but to encourage us to engage together as we give praise to a living God. And while, yes, we're sharing the same seven words we did a year ago, this isn't the same service, okay? This service is uniquely shaped to experience the meaning of those words from a completely different perspective. And together, we have a chance to thank God in a special way that I hope you benefit from this morning. So during our time together, I'm going to introduce each of these seven Hebrew words, and together we'll have a chance to respond in a new way according to its meaning, and we'll explain as we go. And my question to you is, are you ready? Yes, okay, that sounded halfway convincing. The first one is Shabak. Shabak means to address in a loud tone, to shout, to commend glory and triumph. Commend glory and triumph. The word Hebrew Shabak means to shout or declare loudly the goodness of God. It's not quiet. It's not reserved. It's a bold, joyful declaration of who God is and what He has done. This kind of praise celebrates victory before the world hears about it. It's the shout that says, God has done great things. When we Shabak, we're proclaiming His glory so that everyone around us can hear of His greatness. Now you'll notice this call to worship is placed a little differently today. And I'm just acknowledging the fact that I just introduced you to a word that West Michigan Christians maybe have a little difficulty with, expressing themselves loudly in worship. But I'm giving you permission to do that today. The louder the better. I would not say that with my grandchildren in the room. I'm saying it with you. The louder, the better, okay? So this call to worship is placed a little differently today. I'm going to have Mark come up and lead you in an exuberant and joyful call to worship. Mark?
Come, let us sing to the Lord.
Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation.
Let us come before God with thanksgiving.
And raise a loud shout to the Lord with songs of praise.
For the Lord is a great God, the great King above all gods.
We gather together this day to worship and praise the Lord.
Next word is zamar, which means to make music, to touch the strings or parts of a musical instrument. Zamar is a word that invites creativity into worship. It means to make music to the Lord, to touch the strings, to play this skillfully, and to fill the air with sounds that honor Him. In the Old Testament, zamar was used when musicians played before God's presence. They blended melody and instrument in joyful expression. And it's a reminder that praise isn't just about words. It's about sound. Every beat, every strum, every rhythm becomes an offering to Him. Zamar reminds us that God not only loves our verbal praise, but also our instrumental praise. As an example, notice the use of zamar in Psalm 71:22. I will also praise you with the harp for your faithfulness, O God. O my God, I will sing praises or zamar to you with the lyre, O Holy One of Israel, plucking the lyre, right? So during zamar worship, if you're not playing a musical instrument, then don't zone out during the instrumental times of praise. under those times, use those times to meditate on God. Allow the music to draw you closer to God. Instrumental praise is important because it allows for a full multi-sensory expression of worship that can enhance your devotion, that can engage the whole person and create a contemplative atmosphere. I've spoken to more than one of you that what song appeals to you at certain times of the day or certain times of your life, right? That harken back to a time of I'm worshiping God through the joy of these words or through the sorrow and the lament of these words. So this Zamar can externalize internal joy. It can convey emotions like sorrow or happiness. And it provides a way to focus on our spiritual reflection without the distraction of those lyrics. And we're so blessed to have gifted musicians amongst our church body here.
From 4 Philippians. Brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Rejoice in the Lord always. I'll say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
Okay, so here's a new word, yada. Yada. Yada means to extend the hands, to throw a stone, to shoot the arrow. Now the Hebrew yada means to extend or lift the hands in surrender or thanksgiving. That's what that's saying. The image was powerful. Have you seen archers stretch out to release an arrow? We extend our hands toward heaven in the same way to release our praise. It's a posture that says, God, I give you all that I am. When we yada, we are experiencing both gratitude, expressing both gratitude and dependence. Okay? That raising of our hands and imploring God symbolizes that our help and our praise comes from Him, comes from above. In this next moment, we'll put this word into action by using our hands in different postures as I guide us through a prayer of yada. Now, you can close your eyes if you'd like. I find it more effective to eliminate distractions around me when I'm praying, but you can certainly pray with your eyes open. I just usually don't do it in a group full of people because they can't stop looking at other people. So, that being said, I would like you to close your eyes and pray. If not, first of all, I do need you to engage with me with your hands during this time. And this is with your palms open on your lap. Let's begin by simply extending your arms, opening your hands and turning your palms up as a gesture of openness and receptively, joyfully receiving that one small voice of God into your open hands. This posture serves as a physical and a spiritual relief where you're not bound so tight. Next, pray with your palms flat. Turn them upside down. Now turn your palms over and hold them flat while envisioning your worries and fears, dropping them all into God's hands. You're going to breathe easier when you do that. You're going to feel your muscles relax and your pulse slow down. Next, fold your hands. I know that you can all envision that old picture of that grizzled man with the white beard leaning over his Bible with his hands folded, aptly named praying hands. So again, let your hands do the praying. Ask the Holy Spirit to intercede for you to translate your praying hands into all the requests and all the praises that you may have missed. Finally, no one's looking, so lift your hands in the air like that Bible verse is about lifting holy hands. Holy or not, the gesture is one of gratitude. It's one of praise. Lifting our hands to God seems a natural thing to do when we are in His presence. To me, it's an expression of adoration, of reverence, of surrender. We should continually surrender ourselves to God and His plan for us. You can lift up your hands and speak a word of praise all throughout the day. And putting your hands back in your lap, breathing in and breathing out. You've been in the worshipful time of yada, of expression of praise through your prayer. Amen. So, the next word is ta-da. I'm sure that's not how you pronounce it. But wouldn't that be cool? So let's just go toda. That's probably more of what it is. Again, toda is about extending your hands again. There's a lot of hands used in expressive worship, and this one just happens to be extending our hands. And I think the beautiful part about this phrase, this word, is look at that last part. Thanksgiving for things not yet received. Yeah, you need to think about that, because you're going to write something down in a bit about that. What can I thank God for that I have not even received yet? Now, tauda is the kind of praise that thanks God in advance before the answer comes, before the situation changes. It's a sacrifice of praise that says, I trust you, God, even when I don't see it yet. This kind of thanksgiving comes from deep faith, the kind that Job and David and countless others expressed when they praised God not for what had happened, but for what they believed would happen. As we enter this tauda moment, we're going to pause to thank God for what's still in process. And as I want you to hear the testimony of someone who's experienced a season of waiting, Sherry Sotheby is going to share with you in just one moment. And as she's sharing her testimony, think about a situation in your life where you've need to pray for things not yet received. Sherry, why don't you share with your brothers and sisters?
Thanks. My walk with God has been a journey. I started out in MYF, that's Methodist Youth Fellowship, when I was young. And I went back and forth with praising and sometimes going my own way. So when the word tauda, which means praise before it happens, when Steve asked me about this, I thought back over my life, and I thought, whoa, I'm not real good at that. I wasn't. Because, you know, who wants to lose control? I mean, all of the situations that I had been before, I didn't trust. I had a fear of flying. I just had lots of anxiety and fears. And the thought never occurred to me to praise the Lord before something happened, especially before I got on a plane. I still flew, but it was white knuckle and anxiety attacks. And I just never realized that I could do that. Through the years, God changed that. It wasn't overnight. It was very slowly that I realized that I can let go and let Him. I just had surgery. I went into it just praising the Lord. I had knee surgery. And as you can see, it's been 5 weeks, and I've just been so blessed that the Lord brought me through that, and healing has happened, because I had broke my arm a month or so before I had surgery, so I'm very clumsy. It's just the control of, I want to know what happens tomorrow. I want to know that I do it myself. And God says, no. That's not the way that you worship me. You praise me in all situations. So slowly, I started doing that. And what a joy to have that burden lifted off my shoulders, that I don't have to be the master of the universe, that I can let go, I can surrender. And the joy that has brought to my life is just innumerable. I mean, to go from anxiety about everything to letting go, that it's a big step in my faith journey. And I just praise the Lord for that in advance. No, behind, really. So, I think the words to this, you know, music has always been very important in my life. I start the day with music, with praise and devotions. And the Lord just brought this song to me, and maybe you'll know it. I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from its sunshine, for its skies may turn to gray. I don't worry over the future, for I know what my Jesus said. And today I'll walk beside him, for he knows what is ahead. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand.
What a beautiful testimony. I can always count on Sherry to be honest and open and transparent and authentic. I'm so pleased that she was able to share with you this morning. You could hear her heart in there. Let me just parenthetically note that this has been my prayer for this place. Not that we have so many people we don't know what to do with, but so that this building gets used by God for his ministry. And when we've had our setbacks, I still know that I'm praying for what he hasn't delivered us yet, and it's going to be something. Something that Pastor Ken from Cornerstone shared with us during the writing of this message. And I don't know what you are to do with these blank messages, frankly, because I think it's all up to you what you do with this. This is what he does with his every year. He writes out a prayer request for the next year in his Christmas decorations box. So he knows he's going to open it up next year, right? This one is, he had two children getting married. They had new homes they were getting into. He'd broken his arm, so he was praying for his health because he'd hit his deductible with a broken hand. And they finally got checked out, and his prayer was that his blood work came back clean. Well, for those that know the rest of the story, the blood work came back and found out that he had cancer. But the beauty of this is that within that time, he was able to open that message from his Christmas a year ago to see what he had prayed for and to see that he is cancer-free. I don't know what that means for you. I just know that this prayer that you're praying before you know what's going to happen, you should be reminded of it on occasion. So bathroom mirror, I don't know, find a spot. And if you can pack it away for next year to reflect on that, I think that would be a fun thing to do. So that, just thank you for that side privilege there of talking about my friend Ken. So in keeping with the value of being thankful for things that we haven't received yet, well, there's no better time than to celebrate what we've been talking about quite a bit this morning, and that's those commitment cards. By bringing these cards forward, we're celebrating God's working in our body, this Christ body that we have, that we bring our cards to the table as an act of faith and unity as we offer our hearts and hopes to God on this Commitment Sunday. It's more than a ritual. Your pledge equips real ministry. It meals shared, music offered, care extended. It also ensures our building meets current and future needs, so newcomers experience a wide open welcome. As you consider your commitments, ask, what do I want God to do through me this year, when you plop that card in the basket? Again, as you're able, whether you are ready to make a financial commitment or not, come and as an act of worship, place your card in the basket. To you, God, be the glory. So if you thought Shabbat was something, now we're moving on. We're moving on to this word. You probably can figure out what this one is, halal. to boast, to rave, to shine, to celebrate, to clamor foolishly. Yeah. Halal is one of the most expressive words of praise. It's where we get our word. Hallelujah. Thank you. It's the kind of praise that doesn't hold back. It's exuberant. It's joyful. It's even a little undignified. King David did it. His wife was ticked off at him. Oh, wow. Universal story. Husband acts like a fool. Woman gets mad. Okay, I see it's parallel here. King David embodied halal when he danced before the Lord with all his might, in his underwear, by the way, celebrating God's presence without caring what others thought. That's halal.
Wow. It
reminds us that sometimes the best praise looks a little messy. It's not perfect and always in tune. It's rowdy. It's the overflow of joy that can't be contained. Now we're going to talk about Barak, to kneel, to honor, to thank. Barak carries a different tone that we just came off of. It means to kneel or to bow in reverence before God. It's a quiet kind of praise. Well, you know, halal certainly, we recognize the greatness of God during that time. But I think it's this Barak time that we reverently consider our dependence on him. While Shabak and Halal are loud, Barak is still and humble. To Barak the Lord is to bless him by saying with our posture in our hearts, "You are worthy, you are my king." Today we're going to enter a moment of reverent worship, giving God our quiet and humble praise. You're invited, if you're able, to bow your head in stillness, or as we take a few moments in silent gratitude. And I just desire for you to let this be your personal expression, Barak, thanking God in humility and in awe. The next word in our Hebrew praise words is Tehillah. Tehillah. It's a song of praise. It's a spontaneous or a new song. It's a hymn. Tehillah is the word of a song of praise. But it's not just any song. It's a new spontaneous expression that rises up from your heart. It's when worship becomes so full it overflows into melody. The Psalms themselves are filled with Tehillah. It can be expressed when you're singing a joyful, sometimes made-up song in the kitchen or your car. My mother was a master at this. Everything was a praise and worship to God in some kind of tune that she manufactured out of thin air. And it brought me joy. I thought every mom did that, just interjected praise by singing a random song. It's spontaneous. It's fresh. You're saying, "God, I love you. I want this to be your song, God." These are experiences, these are songs that are born out of real experiences with God. In other words, it's a reaction to what you've experienced with God. And when you sing a Tehillah, you're offering God something uniquely yours. It's your voice. It's your gratitude. It's your story and song. God loves singing. Let's remember the seven ways we can praise God this week. The first one being Shabak, shout his greatness. Zamar, make music to him. Yada, lift your hands and surrender. Tawra, thank him in the waiting. Halal, celebrate with joy. Barak, bow in reverence. And what you just experienced was singing a new song from your heart. Tehillah, when we come before God, we should recognize the fact that he is the greatest possible being of worth. No being, no thing is more worthy of our praise and adoration than God. May our lives this week be full of praise giving. Not just in the words, but by the way we live. I just want to take this time to say how thankful I am to be placed in this location with these people at this time. You've already experienced the professional, when I say professional, I don't mean to make that anesthetic, but a beautiful delivery of worship music this morning with capable liturgy speakers and helpers and handbells. I just am so thankful for the administration that I've come into this building, for how blessed I am in that regard as well, for all the volunteers who do graphic arts and stuff that you don't even know, that this, I'll walk in one day and praying, it's Thanksgiving. It appears. It just suddenly appears. I don't know how it happens season to season, but it does. And I'm very thankful for that. Lastly, and I didn't mention this during welcome and announcement time, because I didn't want you to forget, around the corner, we have an opportunity to put some food baskets together for a local ministry, and I'd like you to really take advantage of that board back there. Take a look at it before you go home. We're on a two-week push of this. We really want to get as many baskets as we can to this center. So I know that with as faithful as you've been in the past, you'll continue to be faithful. That's my tauda. I know that in advance that you will supply what you've been given. So as we exit this time of praise-giving, go to be with your families and your friends, and as you make eye contact with strangers, make sure that they see Jesus in your eyes. So thanks for this time together. Thank you, worship team. What a beautiful day this was to celebrate God in creative and different ways. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, stay with us, celebrate, in Jesus' name, amen.